fascinating album in many respects, I suppose. That was Satoko Fuji on piano and her partner Natsuki Tamura on trumpet. And from part of that, at least, it's really sounded like a trumpet. I'm used to his doing all sorts of sonic experimentation with a trumpet. And in the first track you heard, he did some of that. Trust me, that is a very much more acceptable level of experimentation than the tracks I didn't play. But Satoko Fuji is just so remarkably talented that you just can't keep up with all of the releases and all of the thoughts that she has. A brilliantly creative woman. And we've just snuck into the second hour of our program at the moment. It is 11:02 Central Time here in Winnipeg on a nice, hot, sunny summer day. Those of us, I'm talking about myself here, who love hot weather, this is what summer is, a nice, hot, sweaty day where you can just go out and walk or sit or do nothing or whatever. And I hope you have a chance to do some of that today. When I walk, the thing that always strikes me at this time of year is, especially when I was walking a day or two ago, and there were a bunch of guys working on a roof, and I thought, oh boy, that has to be one of the toughest jobs, to be up on top of a roof in this broiling sun, trying to get some work done, and not necessarily falling off, it's just fainting or something. Tough job. That's so people who have to do that, I'm sure, don't like this weather one little bit. But for those of us who are sort of ground bound and don't have to do that, it can be a neat experience. My wife, on the other hand, hates hot weather, so she can hardly wait for things to cool down. But not as much as January, right? Okay, enough of this. Let's get back to some music here. Coming back to the local scene now, I was playing Christine Jensen a while ago, and that triggered in my mind to pull out the latest of the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra's releases, which is called Tidal Currents East Meets West. And it was an interesting sort of album where the WJO contracted with two composers. Well, I hesitate because Christine Jensen is one of the composers as well as one of the artists. The other composer is Jill Townsend. And they sort of, if you squint, represent opposite ends of the country in terms of either where they were born or where they hang out or whatever. So it's Tidal Currents East Meets West. And there are the tracks are... two of them are composed by Townsend, and two of them are composed by Christine Jensen. And the WJO, the usual suspects appear. Now, Christine Jensen is actually playing on this album as well, and does some soloing as well. That Jill Townsend, on the other hand, is the conductor of the and the leader of the band, so to speak. Neil Watson, Neil Cade, Monica Jones, Kyle Wedlake on various saxophones, Shane Hicks, Jenny Taylor, Richard Gillis, and Matthew Walton on trumpets, Joel Green, Jeremy Dugleby, Francois Godert, and Isabelle Lavoie on trombones, Will Bonas on piano, Larry Roy on guitar, Carl Kohut on bass, and Fabio Regnelli on drums, along with Jill Townsend as the conductor. I'm going to play two tracks. One of them composed by Jensen, and the other one composed by Townsend. The first one is the title track, Tidal Currents, and Christine Jensen actually solos on it, although it's Townsend's composition. And then Rock Skipping Under Half Moon, which is Jensen's composition, and she also solos on that one as well. From the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, East Meets West, here is Tidal Currents. Thank you. Rock Skipping Under the Half Moon. That's a neat title. I've certainly done, and at least in my younger days, a fair amount of rock skipping. It's lots of fun, but I can't remember ever doing it in a half moon. It was a composition by Christine Jensen, who is the soloist there on alto, from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra's album called Tidal Currents, East Meets West. Two composers in the Canadian jazz scene, Christine Jensen and Jill Townsend, who are composing music for the WJO and their latest album. Very neat stuff, and I've mentioned many times before that the WJO, without demeaning them in any sort of way, but many years ago, they sort of had a reputation of doing sort of big band covers, you know, and that was sort of what they were known for. They're not known for that anymore. Not that they couldn't do it wonderfully, but they now have expanded and developed into a very fine Canadian jazz large ensemble, and have been recognized as such in the Winnipeg scene with all sorts of foundation money to help them augment even further their reputation. So good on you, WJO. I'll keep playing you. It's 11:23 Central Time here in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. One of my favorite bands from GTA is Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop. They were in town last year for the jazz festival. I wish they'd stayed longer and had a better chance to show off, but at any event, it was nice to actually talk to some of them again and to talk to Ernesto, who is a strong supporter of this station of Canadian jazz, and has been the leader now of two or three very excellent small ensembles coming out of Toronto. Turboprop is one of them, and it has Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Adrian Ferrugia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto plays drums. From the album called A Canadian Songbook, I thought that was sort of a nice segue after the Canadian composers for the WJO that you just heard. Ernesto's album called A Canadian Songbook features music that has been composed entirely by different Canadian jazz artists and well-known people in the music business. Mainly jazz, but there's even a track from the Bare Naked Ladies, which is sort of cool. From the Canadian Songbook, therefore, with Turboprop, I'm going to play three tracks: Stuck Inside, Aureole, and The Inertia of Complacency. There's some of these titles are really interesting to try and get your head around, aren't they? Here's Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop from A Canadian Songbook. Thank you. the band Turboprop, led by drummer Ernesto Cervini out of Toronto. From their album, A Canadian Songbook, all of the tracks composed by various Canadian composers, mainly jazz composers. And Ernesto has always got some really neat stuff and hardly disguised below the surface of a lot of his music is a mischievous sense of humor. A lot of his stuff is really, these guys are having a good time, but they're grinning while they're doing it, if it's possible to grin with the instrument they're playing. I think that Ernesto does a very fine job of leading several jazz groups out of Toronto, but Turboprop has played together a lot. They're very, very solid. I had a chance to talk to them briefly when they were here last year. Fine group of people. It's 11:48. No. 3. Yeah, I'm having trouble looking. I see threes as eights and twos as fours. This is not a good sign. 11:43. Mind you, the print's pretty small on the screen there. 11:43 Central Daylight Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment, and if you listen regularly, you know that on almost every episode, I drift back in time. This time, I'm drifting all the way back to 1957 with a quartet composed of Jerry Mulligan on barry and Paul Desmond on alto with Joe Benjamin on bass and Dave Bailey on drums. This was not a quartet that played together a lot. Desmond was very well known for all of his work with Brubeck, as well as work on his own, of course. And Mulligan was a leader of various groups, did a tremendous amount of composing and arranging, and just a very fine, actually one of my favorite jazz musicians is Jerry Mulligan. It was a treat to actually see him briefly when he was in town way, way back with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, which was playing one of his jazz cantatas or symphonies. And Mulligan was there with his small group, which did a set before the WSO took over for the main event. And it was really neat to see him on stage. He's always struck me, and everything that I've read about him is not only did he shake off anything to do with substance abuse, but he has an overwhelming intelligence and sense of humor, loved puns, loved jokes and whatever else, but was very, very intelligent as well. And anyhow, he here from in 57 got together with Desmond for this album on Verve, and I'm going to play a set from it that has Blues in Time starts, and that's one of Desmond's tunes, and then the old standard Body and Soul, and then Stand Still and Line for Lions, which are both Mulligan tunes, and ending with Winter Song, which was Desmond tune. So the a couple of compositions each from the leaders, and one classic, the Body and Soul track. So here from 1957, two giants at the time playing together, not together a lot, or not a lot of discography with them leading this quartet. So this is sort of a one-off, and very definitely worth listening to. But it is from 1957. This is a long time ago. Here, starting with Blues in Time, is the Jerry Mulligan, Paul Desmond Quartet. The
Thank you.